Can you talk a little bit about your experience with infusion reactions with obinutuzumab, including in older patients? And, I guess now with venetoclax, obinutuzumab is going to be more of an issue.
Yeah, I think, I don't see more infusion-related reactions in older people, but I think that the risk to older patients is higher, mainly because they probably don't have the same organ reserve, either their ejection fraction or their pulmonary function, in order to deal with a significant IRR or to deal with the fluids needed where you may want to hydrate these patients, for example, in the setting of receiving an antibody. So you do the best that you can in terms of pre-medicating patients with antihistamines, Tylenol, corticosteroids. There's really ample evidence and guidance available in the label for obinutuzumab as to how to manage the prophylaxis for infusion-related reactions. Certainly as part of informed consent, you have to discuss that there's probably a 70 or 80% chance that you may see at least some minor issue. The most important aspect of it is being present to manage it, having a staff that are familiar with them, and knowing when to stop the drug. And the way the drug is supposed to be given, it's a split dose the first week. You get 100 milligrams day one, you get 900 milligrams day two. Plenty of times, if I have a patient who has an IRR day one, they get 50 milligrams into it, we oftentimes decide not to give day two and then just to resume week two. And if they started with a white count of 200,000 week two, 9 times out of 10, they come in with a white count of 30,000 or 20,000 and they do just fine. So like forcing it and requiring patients to be mandated to get through that 1,000 milligrams in the first week, I think that's the goal. But in reality, you think about the patient, and given none of these therapies are curative, the goal is to control the disease. And sometimes you may not be able to get the full dose in the first week or two, and patients can still do very well with that strategy.
You mentioned that she is on ibrutinib. How does she do on ibrutinib? Any tolerability issues?
In this particular case, no.
Nothing.
She's tolerating it okay.